Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were taught that in these days, it has come to a point a Christian that holds fast to the principles of God's word is in the minority, even among other Christians. Let's continue with that thought today. The late Dr. Tom Malone said, "The world includes the evil systems of nations controlled by the prince of the power of the air. It is the godless system, the system of darkness, the system of evil. And may I add that it is the system that takes you away from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through chapter 7, verse 1, that we just read, to come out from among them and be a separate. It leads to a Christian who compromises by unequal yokes of fellowship, partnership, through communion, concord, and part with all that is unrighteous, unholy, and unscriptural. They part with that, and it brings a Christian to the place of filthiness of the flesh and spirit, which is opposite the wisdom from above. And the end result is those souls we wanted to be accepted by, those people we wanted to accept us, are now in the valley of decision. They're like the souls that are mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 18. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. You see, this is what happens so often. Yeah, you can get saved, and you can still do that. Yeah. You can go to movies. You can drink. You can do this. You can do that. You can do all these sinful things that you were doing before. Don't worry about it. You can do all those things. All you got to do is say this prayer. You see, they made the prayer hocus pocus. And say these things. You're all right. And just make sure you come to church and you give your money when you're supposed to, and blah, 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 blah. And that is just blah. It's no powerful word of God. Think of Lot. You know what? He seems to be like one who mocked to the people like Abraham. Seems to have mocked those he loved. But then, when he finds out destruction is coming, he seems to his own son-in-laws and children and others that he's trying to get to leave the place to say they think he's mocking. Because now it just doesn't go with the way he's living. I would have preached probably that Lot was not saved had I not read in the New Testament the Bible called him a righteous man. But he was a righteous man that did not stay true to the word of God. When you stay true to the fundamentals of God's word, and I call that being a biblicist, you're going to be in Earth's minority. You're even going to be in religion's minority. You're even in, if your denomination is, say, Independent Baptist, it's getting to the point where we're even in that minority. And that is the one that will be saved so as by fire if we go with the world. But heaven's majority In heaven's majority, that one stays true to the word, the one that does God's will, God's way, God's time. That is the one that has the win for eternity. So, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 19 and 20 says, "Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious." Is that an interesting word? Don't be envious at the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. Oh, my friends, stay true. Be a victor. Don't lose the effectiveness of the light that you've had. I want to say this, and I know I've said it before, but I think it bears repeating. If you live godly in Christ Jesus, you're going to suffer persecution. That's really all right. It really is. That is all right if you suffer persecution. Because that just means, as Matthew 5 said, it increases your reward. But don't feel like that you're a victim. No, you're not a victim. That is a result of a choice. You choose to live godly, you're going to be persecuted. That's a result. That's a choice result. A victim is somebody that is going down the road and somebody drives by in a car and just randomly leans out the car and shoots them. That's a victim. We're not victims. We made choices. But keep it in mind that to be with Christ is far better. Just keep it in mind that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. The greatness of that glory, which goes on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, is much greater than the moment of this life that is a vapor that appears for a little while and passeth away. Oh, my friend, have faith in God. Look for the joy that is set before us and be committed to Jesus Christ and to be holy, for the Lord our God is holy, and that's the command he's given us. Be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. So this Valley of Jehoshaphat is a valley of decision. It's not a decision for salvation. Rather, this is a valley of decision in which the Lord's decisions on individuals and nations of the threshing and carrying out of his justified sentences upon each. God's deciding what he's going to do to each one. The day of the Lord is near. For the multitudes in the valley of decision, it's right there for them. Now, that does not mean it's about to happen. Rather, it's referring to the judgment be carried out in the valley on the day of decision. As in a court, they all are already guilty, sent back to the cell. Now they come back to the judge for sentencing. The valley of decision here in Joel is not about getting saved or rejecting Christ. It is not about a choice. It is a valley where those gathered are to be judged. The Lord's voice is heard out of Zion. They will not be able to escape. As those who called for the rocks and the mountains to cover them already know and discover. But don't miss this spiritual application. There are multitudes of souls, and more multitudes of souls, in the vats of total destruction. Those vats overflow with their corruption and sin. We must, with the time that is left, before the night cometh when no man can work, we must, my friend, if you're saved, you believe God, and you have love in your heart for God, then have love for the souls that God loves. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, the night comes when no man can work. So my friend, right now, Be occupied with rescuing the perishing, caring for the dying, knowing Jesus is merciful, and thank God Jesus will save. In Jude verses 21 through 23, we read this, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, when you keep yourselves in the love of God, you're going to be a witness, you're going to be holy, you're going to be separate from the world. You see, all of that's involved. It's all involved. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. How do you keep yourself in the love of God? Well, since we read in John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And then we add Romans 5:8 to that. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, in other words, just like we are, we don't get good enough for him. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us in our worst day. And if he had had that compassion on us, can we then have compassion of some, making a difference in Christ for them? Others we see, they are so vile and wicked, but we do our best to pull them out of the fire and hell, hating even the garments of the sin that has so ruined their lives, but loving and caring for their soul. Think of it this way. Don't allow the rich man in hell to have more compassion for the lost than we do. Remember? He said, Lord, send Lazarus to my brothers. God said, no. He says, they have Moses and the prophets. In other words, they had the word of God. He said, but if one rose from the dead, oh, they'd believe it. He said, no, they won't believe though one rose from the dead, because Jesus will raise from the dead. Now be thankful that God wants to use us and give us an eternal crown of rejoicing for rescuing the perishing. But go out and do it. How many go week after week and you don't even invite a lost soul to God's house to hear the gospel? You don't give a tract with the way of salvation in it, let alone witness? Oh my. And so we look in verse 15. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. He who created the heavens and the earth now darkens the sun, the moon, and stars for those in the valley of decision.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plants my feet.